This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Adam Schiff and the Democrats are scurrilous scumbags and skanks. And this January 6th stuff is nonsense. You should be approaching it this way. Don't let anybody sway you. Don't watch it. Don't pay attention to it. The Democrats are afraid of it. I played a clip earlier, and it was these people engaging, and this woman named Betsy Woodruff Swan essentially said she talked to a couple of Democrats, and they said this is getting them nowhere. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I don't want to recap this but in the way that we did in the first hour, but I don't want to let it go because I want you to understand that this is a ploy by the Democrats. It isn't working, and even they are starting to realize it. And now the criticisms are coming. Kevin Jackson at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Let me just give you a little bit of the flavor of this. Schiff is asked if the DOJ has evidence against Trump. Here's the clip.
Have you seen evidence that the Justice Department has already opened an investigation into the former president?
Just looking at the public record, I have not seen, for example, grand juries convened in places where I would think they would be convened if they were looking at some of the conduct, for example, that Judge Carter in California wrote. He believed that Donald Trump was engaged in multiple acts that violate the criminal laws.
You've been critical of the Justice Department for moving slowly. If you've done so much work, why not help them out?
Well, you know, we certainly will help them. We want them to particularize what they're asking for. And it's our intention when we conclude our investigation to make public our findings in great detail. But we have a job to do as well, and we are doing that, and we're doing this consistent with how our branch of government has operated.
Adam Shifty Shift. That's who that was. Any evidence, he says, looking at the public record, and we're wondering why no grand juries have been convened. Hey, let me help you out, Shifty. No grand juries are being convened because there's nothing there. He mentions Judge Carter in California. I dare you. Look up Judge Carter in California. See, look at this man's record and tell me he's the guy. He's the one that's going to... Oh, this judge, some obscure judge in California, he certainly knows Trump's intent, right? How dare Donald Trump accuse the Democrats of doing what we all know they did? How dare he? Trump supposedly, according to Shifty the Shifter, engaged in criminal acts, yet nobody can seem to find any of these criminal acts. And here's why she asks. She says, if you've done so much work, why aren't you helping the Justice Department out? You know what she's asking? This is Dana Bash. She's asking Schiff this question for one reason. She's saying, they requested all your information, and you won't give it to them. Why? You want an answer, people listening to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com? Let me give you an answer. Adam Schiff won't give up his data, his information, his evidence, because he doesn't have any. But he says this, we intend to make our public our findings in great detail. When? When? We're waiting. And then I love this last part. He says this is consistent in how his branch of government works. He's exactly right about that. They are consistent, if nothing else. Consistently crooked. There is nothing about these January 6th hearings that we should be going through. This is a monumental waste of time, as it was with Russian collusion. Everybody knows it. You know that they're postponing these hearings through July. You want me to make you a bet? They postpone these hearings through July, and then suddenly they just say, you know what? We don't even need to come back on it. I don't need to give you the guess as to why they're doing this. They're doing it because it's backfiring. Nobody cares. People are going, why are we doing this? Before I get to this clip we played in the first hour, let me play this second clip of Schiff saying he will provide this evidence of Trump's wrongdoing.
Hearing will include evidence about Trump electors in battleground states who submitted fake Electoral College ballots, even though Trump lost these states that we're talking about. We have already heard that campaign officials, Trump campaign officials, were involved in that. Do you have evidence that the former president himself was involved?
Yes, we'll show evidence of the president's involvement in this scheme. We'll also, again, show evidence about what his own lawyers came to think about this scheme. And we'll show courageous state officials who stood up and said they wouldn't go along with this plan to either call legislatures back into session or decertify the results for Joe Biden. The system held because a lot of state and local elections officials upheld their oath, their constitution. A lot of them Republicans, as well as Democrats.
Just to be clear, you said you have evidence that the then president was involved in putting a fake slate of electors out there. Do you have evidence that he directed it?
I don't want to get ahead of our hearing. We'll show during a hearing what the president's role was in trying to get states to name alternate slates of electors, how that scheme depended initially on hopes that the legislatures would reconvene and bless it.
Will we see that
they
directed
didn't,
it?
And they pressed forward with it anyway.
Will we see that he directed it?
I don't want to get ahead of what we'll show you during the hearing, but we will show you what we know about his role in this.
Note the use of his word, scheme. Welcome back, everybody. So, supposedly, Donald Trump wanted fake electoral ballots. Let me tell you what the Democrats are telling you how they win elections. They scheme. They generate fake ballots. They get state election officials to cheat. They call this upholding their oath to the Constitution. Do you know that the Democrats said the vice president can't do what President Trump asked him to do? And then they tried to pass a law after the fact that said, we must not let the vice president do this. So they blatantly lied in saying that the vice president couldn't do what Donald Trump's legal team said. You know what? It can be stopped. He can call this election and say this is a bogus election, which it was. I'm never going to let you forget this as long as I have air in my lungs and a voice to get this information out. The Democrats are trying to prevent Donald Trump from actually getting to the truth about how he got cheated during the election cycle. That's what this is about. And we're gonna cover some of these other things, including Wu Flu and a bunch of other stuff. But I don't want to let this go because it's very important that we continue this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's
little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to use this segment to play kind of a montage of issues that we've been hearing about. And I want you to hear Democrats in their own words talking about things like border security. I want to let you hear what Jerome Powell of the Federal Reserve says about inflation. I want you to, it's just, and by the way, I'm going to throw in a thing from Trudeau. So just sit back for a second, listen to these. We'll talk about some of them. But I want you to get a feel for how crazy the world of leftism is and why we're fighting back.
Justice Department officials have been asking the committee to turn over about 1,000 witness transcripts, but the committee, your committee, has so far refused. Why has the committee not cooperated with the Justice Department?
I've never seen the Justice Department say, give us all your files. And we're working with them to make sure they get what they need, consistent with our own investigative needs.
That was Adam Schiff being asked by Jake Tapper, why are you not turning over this information you claim has Trump dead to rights? Why wouldn't you do that? You want to know the answer? You already know it. No sense in me telling you. Anyway, we're going to move on. I just want to, again, I want to play the craziness of leftists, not just here in America, but around the world. Here's Trudeau, what he had to say about guns.
And there are debates, and we have a culture where the difference is guns can be used for hunting or for sport shooting in Canada, and there's lots of gun owners, and they're mostly respecting and law-abiding, but you can't use a gun for self-protection in Canada. That's not a right that you have in the Constitution or anywhere else. If you try and buy a gun and say it's for self-protection, no, you don't get that. You get it for hunting, you can get it for sport shooting, you take it to the range, no problem, as long as you go through our rigorous background checks. But there's a difference around the culture. And one of the things that we're seeing with the debate in the States is you get more and more of the American-style, you know, right to carry, self-defense arguments filtering up through the, you know, the usual more right-wing communications channels.
Yeah.
So your God-given right of self-preservation, protecting yourself by whatever means necessary, as long as you're not bothering anybody, Trudeau, the great reset guy, he says, what are you talking about? You can hunt with it. You can go target shooting. But how dare you protect yourself with it? That would be insane. It would be like you picking up a knife because it's the closest thing to you to protect yourself. It would be like you running over somebody who's trying to hit you or throw a brick at you or something. It would be like you doing something stupid like that, like protecting yourself. How dare you use a weapon that we say is elitist you can't use? I'm just giving you some idea of how crazy these people are, folks. We got more. You ready? Here's what the Democrats said about illegal voting. Jerry Nadler, they admit this. How dare you not want illegals to vote?
Actually, it was
That is not correct. Non-citizens have not been eligible to vote in New York or, as far as I know, in any other state since the 19th century.
That's not true. The New York City Council voted in December to allow this. It begins January 9, 2023. Cities in Vermont and Maryland already allow this, and similar measures are under consideration in Illinois, Maine, and Massachusetts right now.
Is the gentleman with you?
Yes.
I believe those are considerations of allowing votes in municipal elections only.
Right, but thank you. That's the point. Everybody wants to know at home, why would they allow this? Guys, they're allowing it because they're going to turn them into voters. They already are doing this in New York City, largest city in America, and this is the plan of our friends on this side to turn all the illegals into voters. That's it, folks. That's what's going on. That's the game. That's why the border's open. That's why they've dropped it. Look, I respect Ms. Loughran and all her work in this arena. Yes, I'll yield, Mr. Chairman. I'd love to hear what you have to say about this.
As a New Yorker, I would love to think that New York is the entire country, but it is not. It is not, and consideration is being given to permitting non-citizens to vote in New York, and I believe in the capital city of Vermont. I forget which that is, but it is, as much as I'd like to believe it, New York and Vermont are not the entire country.
But, Mr. Chairman, that's the whole point. This is what's going on, folks, at home. If you're trying to figure this out, if you're scratching your heads, you're seeing the video, you see droves of people, 2.4 million people coming over the border illegally, the president allowing, the Democrats in charge of Congress are allowing it. The deal is they're going to turn them into voters. You just heard it. They don't have any problem with that. They celebrate it. Here's the deal. We have a problem with it. The Constitution has a problem with it. American elections should be decided by American citizens. That's it. That's what this is about. That's why we're jumping up and down and screaming, my friends on the video who are commenting about this. That's why we're so upset, because our constituents are frightened that we are losing our country. We're losing our security. We're losing our sovereignty, because we're going to allow people from 160 different countries around the world to come in here and decide our elections. That's it. Here it is on record. You all heard.
Did you hear Nadler? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. He said, I wish New York was like the rest of the country. I wish the rest of the country were like New York. He says, consideration of is allowing votes in municipal elections only. And the guy goes, yes. How can a non-citizen be voting in any election, municipal or otherwise? But this is what Jerry Nadler The Democrats, well, it's only one thing. Well, it's that now. What's it tomorrow? What's it the next day? They know what they're doing. If you're a non-citizen, you shouldn't be able to vote. I don't care if it's dog catcher. It's not your business. Not your country. I visit countries. I've lived in them for a while. I don't get involved in their politics. It's none of my business. I don't have to be there. If I go there, it's of my own accord. Is it any wonder why Maya Flores, the lady who won a Democrat seat, a Republican who won a Democrat seat in South Texas, had this to say about the Democrats and specifically Kamala Harris?
Earlier this morning, we had a chance to talk with Republican Myra Flores. She was just elected to U.S. Congress here in the Rio Grande Valley in a predominantly Hispanic area in a seat that just flipped Republican. The Democrats had been holding for over 100 years. Here's what she had to say about Vice President Kamala Harris and her comments last year that extreme progress was being made here at the southern border. Take a listen.
She's honestly useless. I don't know why she's in that position. She hasn't been here in South Texas to see what their policies are creating, the mess that they're creating in our country, and that their policies are hurting real people.
Leftist folks are detached. They don't care. I don't care what they tell you they care about. They're lying. They don't care. Welcome back. We've got so much ammunition against them that it perturbs me when I talk to conservatives and they are giving me leftist talking points. Well, I'm not sure about Trump, and you know what? Some 23% of Republicans don't believe that the election was stolen. How could you not believe that? There are a big faction of people that think that we need to leave Hunter Biden alone. Things like this. It's insanity. I'm not going to let it slide. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is reacting to the Supreme Court overturning the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision that first recognized a constitutional right to abortion. The president assures women seeking abortions will have the support of his administration.
I will do all of my power to protect a woman's right in states where they will face the consequences of today's decision.
On the Republican side of the aisle, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says a court ruling returns the issue of abortion to the states and the American people.
The right to life has been vindicated. The voiceless will finally have a voice. This great nation can now live up to its core principle that all are created equal.
A bipartisan gun violence bill is headed to President Biden's desk after final passage by the House. USA Radio News. Consumer sentiment remains at an all-time low due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's final reading for June confirmed a 14% drop from May. The survey noted inflation is a top concern as consumers across all income and age groups posted large declines. About 79% of consumers now expect bad times for business conditions in the year ahead. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he's doing everything he can to help U.S. veterans captured by Russia. Earlier this week, a Kremlin spokesman said the men, both from Alabama, were involved in illegal activities and firing at Russian troops in Ukraine. Speaking with NBC News, Zelensky saying he's confident they'll be reunited with their families and the story would have a good end. He went on to say he believes Russia is using the captured Americans to pressure the United States to speak directly to Moscow. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, for all those Republicans in Congress criticizing me today for high gas prices in America, are you now saying we were wrong to support Ukraine? Are you saying we were wrong to stand up to Putin? Are you saying that we would rather have lower gas prices in America and Putin's iron fist in Europe? I don't believe that.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Joe Biden, I love how they give you the choices are, you're wrong to support Ukraine, because either you support Ukraine or you don't support Ukraine. Okay, I opt for don't. Are you wrong to stand up to Putin? No, we're not. In fact, I'll give you a little hint, Joey Demento. Donald Trump stood up to Putin very well. He gathered NATO and said, you're going to pay your bills. You're not going to continue to support Putin with his oil production, Angela Merkel. You're not going to let Russia build Nord Stream 2 so you continue to get oil from him. You're not going to let Putin extort you with energy. You're not going to supply him, essentially beef up his economy with your participation. I dare you to go back and look at how well Russia was doing then under Trump versus now under Biden. All these sanctions, all the things that's supposed to wreak havoc on the Russian community, and what's happened? Nothing. We were told, let me just give you an idea of how much hyperbole there is. Hang on for just a second. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. You want some hyperbole? The Democrats told us that Putin was out of bullets. Do you remember this? They said he had less than 2 weeks worth of bullets. How's he going to wage a war if he's got no bullets? What'd they tell us? Ukraine's pushing back. Russian forces are being defeated. What do you think's happening right now? You think that Ukraine's winning this battle? Because if you do, you're as gullible to believe that Donald Trump is responsible for January 6th, that January 6th is legit, and that Donald Trump lost the election legitimately. If you believe anything that the left has told you about Ukraine, that's how stupid you are. The Russian troops were on the ropes. Go back. You don't have to believe Kevin Jackson. Go look at the newspaper articles. Listen to the news media. They will tell you Ukraine was defeating Putin. Putin was on the run. They were capturing Russians, getting rid of them, blah, blah, blah. Ukraine was winning the war. And what did I tell you the other day? Joe Biden told his Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense, back off. Don't be telling people these negative things about Russia. I told you at the time. Huge sign. Huge tell. What Joe Biden and the Biden administration is saying, Team Demento, is that Russia is winning. And they're not only winning the war against Ukraine, they're winning the propaganda war. See, that's what the left wants to win more than anything. They need to demonize Putin. It's Putin's gas tax. It's Putin's inflation. How's that working out? Can you imagine if you said to Putin, you're responsible for the... He'd say, well, you tell me whatever you want. You can tell me I'm responsible. I don't care. I don't care one second about it. It doesn't matter to me. Because it won't matter. Why would he care? He'd say, I love that they give me that much credit. It goes on, it goes to say that I'm more powerful than Joe Biden. Keep playing with him. Watch what he does. We were told Putin's dying. Then we were regaled with the number of people who've left Ukraine that are on the run. Where are they? No talk about them. People crashing borders. No mask, no vaccinations. Where's all that, by the way? So then Biden goes on to say, would you rather have lower gas or Putin's fist in Europe? Be careful what you say there, Joe Biden. Sexual predator. Putin he wouldn't have had his fist in Europe to begin with if Joe Biden had a backbone. See, there are things that we can answer critically right now. I can tell you right now what we can answer. I can tell you definitively that Putin didn't and wouldn't invade Ukraine if Trump were president. Wouldn't have done it. But he's done it under Biden. See, when I talk to people, I tell them all the time, give me the facts. I'll give you some facts. America was energy independent at the end of Trump's first term. That's fact. Now, you've got Joe Biden scheduling his sodomy tour, headed to Europe, headed to the Middle East. Why? Because he's got to grovel. This is the guy that's tapped the strategic petroleum reserves more than all other presidents combined. What did it do to gasoline? Did it lower the price? Joe Biden is now at a level of desperation where he's saying, hey, let's get rid of the gas tax. We'll do it for, what do you say, 3 weeks? 18 cents a gallon. The average price of gasoline is $5. It's over six something where we are. $6. Last time we filled up, it was $6.17. Filled up Melissa's car. It cost $106 to fill up her car. We've been flirting with, I've been over 100 a couple of times. We have vehicles, passenger vehicles, that for the first time in your adult life, you filled your car up for more than $100. You may fill up a pickup. You may fill up a van. You may fill up some big 18-wheeler, a hauling truck, triple digits, but you've never done triple digits for your passenger vehicle until now. Grocery stores. Go do your shopping and watch what you come out with. You'll look at the amount of groceries you bought and ask yourself, what did I just buy? Everything you buy, everything you eat, you hold near and dear, costs money. Are you starting to look at alternative things like shopping at Aldi's or some of these discount grocery stores? Are you being more judicious about what you buy? Are you throwing away less? All these are good things, by the way. But they should be voluntary, not desperation. For many people, these are desperation moves. You watch the movie where Cinderella Man? Yeah, they went from feast to famine very quickly during the Depression. We're in one. We're in a recession. Let me tell you, the problem we have right now with this country is people don't realize how bad off they are. talking about people like us. I'm not talking about the bottom feeders that are sucking off the body politic because they can work and won't. Why, I don't blame them even. Under this type of leadership, I wouldn't work. I'd be like, phew, why bother? Does you no good? I'd rather make the $40,000 on welfare than $60,000 off welfare because it's the same amount of money. I just don't have any responsibilities. Anyway, we've been talking about all the different things that are going on. I want to play a couple more Biden clips. Here's Biden, as I mentioned, showing his ignorance of the oil industry. We played this the other day. And I want to play what Biden is blaming retailers. But here's him talking about the oil industry.
Yes. A question on the Chevron CEO's complaint today. He said that your administration has largely criticized the oil and gas industry and at times vilified it, and that the administration would need to take a change in approach in order to make progress on reducing energy prices and to increase supply. Do you have a reaction to that, sir?
It's mildly sensitive. I didn't know they'd get their feelings hurt that quickly. Look, we need more refining capacity. This idea that they don't have oil to drill and to bring up is simply not true. This piece of the Republicans talking about Biden shut down fields, wrong. 9,000 of them, okay? So then we ought to be able to work something out whereby they're able to increase refining capacity and still not give up on transitioning to renewable energy.
So in one breath, Joey Demento blames the oil and gas people, but now look at who he blames. Here's the final clip for this segment.
The companies running gas stations and setting those prices at the pump. This is a time of war, global peril, Ukraine. These are not normal times. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product. Do it now. Do it today. Your customers, the American people, they need relief now.
There you have it. It's everybody's fault except Joe Biden. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. 844-551-8255. Everybody else's fault but Joe Biden's. He's got nothing to do with it. So what, he destroyed Trump's policies? Who cares? Not his fault.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
It's always a great time to be a conservative, but some times are better than others, and right now, it's a feast for us. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Hey, you know what? I should announce this. The other day, one of my buddies took me out. I shot an 84. It was a par 71, so I was right around my handicap. I'm a 14.2 index. But I got to tell you, I could have probably broken 80. Not even probably. I know I could have. Just some stupid stuff. But the game's coming together, not exactly the way I want. The front nine, I shot 41. I could have easily shot 38. Now, what's interesting is I played 2 days before on my birthday, and I shot a 39 on the front, and, I don't know, 44 on the back. So, had a good front. Anyway, just letting you guys know, I'm getting out there a little bit, trying to get some, you know, some fun in, because the rest of the time, it's Democrat crazy extravaganza, which is good for me because it makes for amazing shows. And we have those shows coming up. More proof of Democrat dementia. More knowledge, more information for you to be able to I don't care who's arguing with you. You will have the evidence, the proof to say, shut up, lefty. Wu flu stats that the left doesn't want you to know about. Democrats' next scam, we'll talk about that another time. I've been talking about this before. Rand Paul crushed Fauci. Crushed him. And it's not going to go away. He crushed him on the idea of where's all this money for research going? Who's getting it? Fauci folded. But what I want to talk to you about now is how we know we're winning. And you can argue this next point. I'm talking about Illinois, specifically Chicago. It's what I'm going to tell you is happening all over the country. And it's not involving crime, but it is involving the criminal activities of the Democrats that are causing people to want to leave. Ken Griffin, you know this name? Ken Griffin is the richest Illinoisan. He's a multi-billionaire. He owns many companies in Chicago. His base is there. His family's there. And he is leaving that place like a refugee. He announced this yesterday. Sent out a memo to all his employees. By the way, Elon Musk sent out a note to his employees that says, if you're too woke to work here, go. Go get another job. Netflix did the same thing. The oil industry conglomerates said to Joe Biden, you're trying to ruin us and we don't need to help you. We are pushing back. Be happy about this. January 6th hearings are a bust. You know why? Because people are getting it. They understand it. Griffin said the headquarters of his Citadel hedge fund and his trading firm, Citadel Securities, will move to Miami. You think he chose that by accident? Or do you think he chose it in a conversation with the governor of Florida and said, how would you like to have my $25 billion in Florida where you don't have a state income tax? How would you like to have my company and my 1,000-plus employees contributing to your economy, Ron DeSantis? The move, they say, will take several years. His two firms have more than 1,000 employees in Chicago, and they said some may remain. How many is unknown. Let me make you a bet. I'll make you a bet that well over half of his company says, Bienvenido a Miami. Welcome to Miami. They will be happy to leave Chicago, to leave Pritzker's state, to leave Lori Lightfoot's city, to go somewhere much safer, closer to the beach, and where their lives are going to improve dramatically. Griffin's announced, he said, he's moving his family to Miami. They said, they wrote, he offered no parting shots at Chicago or Illinois, but has been unsparing in his comments about surging downtown area crime, local tax, and regulatory policies. He has made threats to leave for months. Here's what I want to tell you about this. I was dealing with a school in St. Louis, and I went to see the headmaster because a guy told me, will you get involved? Let me tell you a little story. A lady, a very wealthy lady, had sent her two granddaughters to this school. It was a family tradition. The younger daughter was in going to be a freshman. The older daughter was going into either her junior or senior year. The lady removed her younger daughter. I think it was the older daughter was her senior year. She let her older daughter finish her senior year, but she removed her younger daughter. This woman had donated over $100 million to this school. And when she said, I'm pulling my child out, I'm going to leave my other daughter only because she's a senior and she needs to graduate with her class, but I'm not supporting you in any other way. And the only thing, I heard this from one of my friends that works on at the school, said the only thing they said to this woman was, make sure your daughter leaves her Apple notebook. Now, I don't know about you guys, but if you're a $100 million donor to me, I'm going to have a meeting with you. And I'm going to say, listen, is there anything we can do to make you change your mind? We want to have your support. I would have this meeting. These people were so flush with cash, this school, they didn't even care about losing a benefactor who over the years had donated $100 million to that school. So if you think you're going to get their attention with money, you're wrong. See, here's the problem. Chicago knows if they need a bailout, they'll wait on the next Democrat administration. How much money do you think Joe Biden gave to the various unions in Chicago to bail these people out? How much money? Let's pivot back to Griffin. Ken Griffin. Net worth estimated by Forbes at more than $25 billion. Now, you already know his ecosystem of his businesses. He employs over 1,000 high dollar people. They said he's been Chicago's leading philanthropist, donating about $500 million to local causes with plans to give more. He's also been noted for his heavy spending on politicians, which is fine. They say he's dumped more than $50 million into the campaign of Richard Irvin, running in the Republican primary for governor, but faring poorly in recent Sun Times WBEZ polls. That's what they go on to say. Chicago will continue to be important to the future of Citadel, as many of our colleagues have deep ties to Illinois. This is what he wrote to his employees. Over the past year, however, many of our Chicago teams have asked to relocate to Miami, New York, and our other offices around the world. He calls Chicago a remarkable home for Citadel, praised past support from political and business leaders. But he has said in other forums that rising crime has made it harder to attract top talent to Citadel, resulting in firms adding to their headcounts in other cities while trimming it in Chicago. So crime's one issue, but I guarantee you the tax base is another. So why is this important? Well, Illinois has a personal tax this man pays. I don't know what it is, but let's, for the sake of easy math, let's say it's 10%. And I don't know what he brings in, but let's say it's 10% on $25 billion, so $2.5 billion. Cut it in half to make it five, to make it easier for honest, right? So $1.25 billion. He's obviously built a big company with 1,000 employees. What's that tax base going to do? The dry cleaners, the grocery stores, the rental cars, the homes, et cetera, the taxes for schools and what have you. Chicago, Illinois lost one of its biggest, its brightest beacons, its brightest lights. And I'm going to tell you, they don't care. If you think Lori Lightfoot's going to change her policies because this guy says crime is my issue, you're out of your mind. She won't do anything. That's the Chicago way. And that's why they're losing. And they will continue to lose. Mark my words.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.